بسم الله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، نعتذر عن هذا التأخير، كنا جاي شهر بس العيد. ونواصل الحديث على ما جاء في رسالة الشيخ إبراهيم بن عامر الرحيلي حفظه الله تعالى. We continue inshallah on what we continue with what is remaining from the hadith of the book of Sheikh Ibrahim al-Rahili حفظه الله تعالى. قال سابعا لسبن، قال الإنكار على المخالف والرد عليه نصحا له وحماية للأمة من خطئه من الأصول، هذا من الأصول المقررة عند أهل السنة والجماعة، وهو من أعظم أنواع الجهاد. هي رحمه الله، هي حفظه الله تعالى، says that the seventh point is that recoup and refutation of the one who opposition or who is in opposition or who of the one in opposition of the sunnah, يعني has any mistakes in the issue of sunnah, to be considered an advice for him and preservation of the ummah from falling into his mistakes. هذا حق، this is true، لكن كما قال الشيخ، ولكن ينبغي أن تراعى فيه الضوابط الشرعية والشروط المرعية التي يمكن من خلال تحقيقه لمقصده الشرعي، ومن ذلك ثم ذكر شروط. He said this is true and this is from the well known and established principles of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and considered to be one of the greatest forms of jihad. That's true. This is one of, يعني it's not only one, but it is the greatest type of jihad. نعم؟ The greatest type of jihad. Refuting the one who opposes the sunnah.
Just about the news for this.
نعم. So يعني إذا كان هذا يعني مخالف يدعو إلى مخالفتي وبدعتي، فالرد عليه هذا حتمي، وحماية للدين، حماية الأمة. So if this person who is يعني in opposition with the Sunnah, نعم، and he calls to this, then refuting his mistakes is يعني a great advice is given to him. يعني the one who is refuting him is in fact advising him, giving him an advice, right? And at the same time, protecting the ummah from falling into this type of mistake. And this is, of course, considered to be the best and highest type of jihad. لماذا؟ لأن أصل الجهاد، because the jihad originally is to defend the deen and spread it. طيب؟ Jihad is originally established, so we protect the religion and spread it. فكيف إذا كان هناك من يعني يدعي أنه من أهل هذا الدين وهو يفسده ويأتي بما ليس فيه ويدعي أنه منه؟ What if it is يعني a person who's يعني from amongst the people of Islam and then he destroys Islam and يعني try to do to يعني bring destruction to it by bringing to it what is not from it. Isn't this
يعني the great defense of Islam and the great jihad, it is of course. ولذلك الجهاد القتال يقوم به العالم العامي, لكن جهاد المقال, جهاد البيان, الإيضاح لا يقوم به العلماء. The jihad of fighting, نعم, this can be done by the عالم and by the common people, نعم. But the jihad which is considered to be jihad of invitation to those who oppose the sunnah and oppose the aqidah, this is only for the alim. The common person cannot know how to first of all evaluate it or and to know whether this is sunnah or not sunnah, authentic or not authentic. This is only the position of the alim. So this must be the highest level of jihad. This must be the highest level of jihad. And then, and that's why he said, and this has to be practiced with conditions. With conditions. So one can reach his target without damaging any other things. نعم. يقول أولا الإخلاص, أن يكون بإخلاصي بإخلاص النية الصادقة بنصرة الحق والتجرد له. نعم. He said the first is that the individual had sincerity to Allah, إخلاص, and sincerity and his intention to aid the truth and absolutely restrict himself to this thing. نعم. قال ومن لوازم الإخلاص, ومن لوازم الإخلاص, نعم, من لوازم الإخلاص, and from the requisites of the إخلاص, نعم, أن يحب هداية المخالف ورجوعه للحق. وهذا مهم يا أخوان, عندما نحذر من المخالفين لا ينبغي أن يكون في القلب بغض الخير لهم, ونتمنى أن يموتوا على هذا وأن لا يعرفوا الحق, هذا كله ليس جيدا. نعم. And it is that you wish and hope and will and desire the guidance to the one who was in a position, and from him and for him to return to the haq. It is not correct to hate guidance for him, but he just want to bring him out and expose his mistakes to the people, and that's it. لا. طيب. إذا كلهم يدعي أنه يريد الخير لذلك المخالف, إنما نصح يريد الخير. Everyone claims that I gave advice, I refuted him because I wanted good for him. كيف يظهر هذا؟ كيف يظهر هذا؟ How can we know that and obtain it? قال وأن يشرب كل المسالك الممكنة في تقريب قلب المخالف لا تنفيره. هذا قيد مهم جدا, قيد مهم. He said, and that you take every path, every way, it is anticipated that his heart will draw closer to the truth, without chasing him or without chasing him away. نعم. هذا مهم جدا يا اخوان. الواقع ان كثير من الناس الذين يودون, الواقع ان كثير منهم ما يريد الخير للغير, وانما يريد فضيحته. Many of those who refuse, they don't want the good to the others, goodness to the others, but they just want to expose them to the people. That's it. لا, هذا خطأ. يجب أن تبحث عن الطريق الذي يوصلك إلى قلب هذا الإنسان وجذبه. وقد نقلت لكم أثر علي رضي الله عنه في خيبر, لما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له, لا يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم, وهو يقاتل يهود ومعتدين ظالمين, ليس يهود لكونهم يهود, بل يهود نقضوا العقود والعهود المواثيق واعتدوا، ومع ذلك يقول له لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك محمد النار. هي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي سنت عليته خيبر and he sent them to the Yahud, and not only because they are Yahud. No, Yahud who had covenant with Rasulullah sallam, but they did not fulfill. And they assist the kuffar, the other, the atheists against Rasulullah sallam. Naam? So they are now oppressors. And Rasulullah sallam is telling Ali, when he sent them to them, he say, but look Ali, if Allah Ta'ala will guide, if Allah Ta'ala will guide any man, one single man, to you, this will be better for you than owning Humr al-Ni'am. Na'am? Meaning the best quality of camels. Huh? The red camels, which are the best quality of camels. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يدعو بالهداية، لأن عادة سألني بعض الإخوة في الأيام الماضية. Some brothers asked me about this coming issue. In the last couple of days. هل ندعو للكفار الأحياء بالهداية؟ وقال هل ندعو للكفار بالهداية؟ قلت الأحياء منهم نعم ندعو. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا للكفار بالهداية. يعني نحن نرجو أن الله عز وجل يهدي جميع الخلق. نعم. Some brothers asked me in the couple of days, in last couple of days, can we ask Allah Ta'ala to guide these kuffar? I said yes, of course. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to subrogate for some of the kuffar that Allah Ta'ala guided them to Tawheed. نعم. قال الثاني the second يكون الرد من عالم راسخ القدم في العلم. لا يأتي شباب اليوم يبدأ يرد يقول يعني سبحان الله. The reputation should be issued by a scholar whose foot is firmly embedded in the field of knowledge. He spent long time in seeking knowledge and knowing and teaching knowledge, and he is known of that. ويعلم على وجه التفصيل جوانب المسألة, because this such of alim will know exactly where is the defect, and he's going to يعني إن شاء الله تعالى مثال. الثالث أنا سأختصر, I will summarize just to the in topic and give some examples. نعم. الثالث أن يراعي في الرد على المخالف تفاوت المخالفين في درجة المخالفة ومكانة المخالف في الدين والدنيا, وكذلك التفاوت الباعث على هذه المخالفة أهو الجهل أم الهوى والابتداع أو سوء التعبير أو سبق لسان أو تأثر بشيخ أو أهل بلد أو التأويل أو غير ذلك من المقاصد الكثير من المخالفات الشرعية. He said now, the third is, يعني, he said, one should carefully consider while refuting the one in a position that they vary in their levels of opposition. They are not all in the same level. Not all in the same level. We should, يعني, differentiate. يعني, the major scholars of Sufism are not like يعني, one who يعني, may say something of Sufism but he does not know what يعني, it does not mean that it is يعني, Sufism as that one says. There is a difference between the one who يعني, known, well known that he is a major يعني, scholar and Sufism, he knows what it is, and one who does not know it, for example, for example. And then he said, and also they are, I mean, in different levels of their religion and in their worldly status. Now, and also you need to look to the motivator for the opposition initially, the first from one individual to another. Huh? Not the motive of one to do a bid are not necessarily to be exactly the same as the motive of the other. Maybe this one, يعني, he just understood it this way, while the other knows what it means but based on desire. نعم and the light. It could be the result of jahl, ignorance, hawa, following his desire, or just absolute innovation. It's just innovative and pure innovation, or due to the fact that he is intellectual and does not know how to express himself, or just a mere slip of the tongue. Sometimes, yani, I tell you something. Some brothers, may Allah Ta'ala guide them to the heart. They said, I read this across the internet, across some website. Sheikh Rabi, or disrespect the Sahaba. How comes? There must be some kind of slip of the tongue. Just a mere slip of the tongue. Now, and they say, for example, Ali Hassan called for the unity of religion. And they say something logical. A man who we know spent all of his life in Sunnah. And it could be, but he still says that he does not call to that. No. He's just hiding. He's just showing now off. He's just defending himself. Alhamdulillah, enough, khalas. So that he shows the haqq. Alhamdulillah, why we not? We insist to put him in the fire. نعم طيب قال الرابع the fourth يعني point when we talk of the fourth requirement of the إخلاص or the exposition of the إخلاص أن يراعى في الرد على المخالف أن يحقق المصلحة الشرعية للرد فإن ترتب عليه مفسدة راجحة على مفسدة المخالفة فلا يشرع الرجل هذه الحالة نعم هذا صحيح he said the fourth prerequisite of إخلاص that one carefully consider while refuting the one in opposition achieving the legislative objectives and benefits of verification But if there is no any benefit out of it, it just spread the ummah and cause more fitna. You have to be ready. يعني شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية لما مر على قوم يتجاوزون شيخ الإسلام باس باي some group of the sitter وكانوا يشربون الخمر they were drinking خمر نعم فقال بعض الطلبة يا شيخ لا نسأل عليهم قال لا دعوهم فإنهم إذا يعني لم إذا أفاقوا دخل البلدة وقتل الناس. He said to him, should not we, يعني enjoying the good now and warn them against this evil? He said, no, leave them as they يعني work out from their hammer and the intoxication, they will go to the town and kill the Muslims. Now, so يعني هنا يعني راعى خف يعني راعى المصلحة الشيخ الإسلام تيمية هي الشيخ الإسلام تيمية look for the benefit the most fruitful benefit نعم وهذه قاعدة يقولون الفقه هو they say that the fiqh is not to know the خير and the شر لا The fiqh is not to know the khair and shahr. Anyone can know the khair and shahr. But the fiqh is to know the khair and khairin. The best of the two good things. And you do it. وَشَرُّ الشَّرَّيْنِ And the worst evil of two evils, so you avoid it. نعم. هذا هو الفقه. هذا هو الفقه. الذي يدعو إليه العلماء نجد بفقه المسخلص قلبه الخامس أن يراعى في الرد أن يكون على قدر انتشار المخالفة فإن كانت المخالفة نشأت في بلد أو المجتمع فلا ينبغي أن يشاع الرد سواء عن طريق نشر كتاب أو شريط أو غيره من المشاهد الأخرى في بلد أو مجتمع لم يسمع المخالفة هذا مهم جدا Yeah, يعني if you will have to take one of them, I give you this example. Now we have people drinking khamr. It is evil or not? If they awake, we know very well that if they and if they are free of the intoxicant, they will go and kill the Muslims. Which is more evil now? That's why Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said to the people with him, no, leave them drinking. It is also, although it is evil, but it is better than them going and killing the Muslims. Now, I was saying that also the fifth is what should also be emphasized is that the refutation should be within the area, and it should remain in the place where the refutation of that opposition must be only within the environment, the community, the city, the country where the opposition is from. We should not transmit it to the others. Yes, not only that, it will expand. We found someone committing a bid'ah here, and for example in Croydon, what is the benefit to go and talk about it in a market in Luton? What's the benefit? Not, so there is no benefit. So we have to limit it to the environment where the opposition is from. So the refutation must remain there, and the purpose of refutation then is to correct the situation, not to spread it widely. And rather to put it on the internet. Rather to put it on the internet and website and send emails and they send email from all over the world to all over the world. What is that? This is not correct. This is not correct. The sixth is الرد على المخالف من فروض الكفاية. وهذا مهم جدا يا أخوة. This is very very important and valid point. The repetition is from فروض الكفاية. فروض الكفاية means that it is not obligated upon the whole Ummah. Only it is a certain people fulfill this type of fard, then it is sufficient for the rest. Not to get involved in it. Now, today what they do? They want everyone to refute this opposition. Everyone, they come to you and they say, what do you say about this? They kissed me even on the internet. They asked me, what do you say about Abu Hassan? And what do you say about Jarh al-Ta'dil? I said, Jarh al-Ta'dil is only for the ulama. Jarh al-Ta'dil is only for the ulama. And Abu Hassan, you can't go back to the statements of the ulama. They already spoke. My opinion is not wrong. So why I waste my saliva in talking and my throat get dry? My saliva is too valuable to me than cause it dry and talking to them. Now, so they have to be subhanallah. Then he quoted some other points in here. And he said, for example, ولربما عمت الفتنة البيوت فتجد الأخ يهجر أخاه والابن يجهو والديه، وربما طلقت الزوجة وفرق الأطفال بسبب ذلك. يقول يعني sometimes you see the destruction that they cause by the false repetition to the whole ummah is something يعني really incredible. And this, as the Sheikh said, you might see one brother, blood brother in same house. One is abandoning, is boycotting the other. Not only that, even the son and father. The son is boycotting the father. None. And maybe a wife is divorced because her husband is with so and so and so. And the children get lost in there. قالوا أما إذا نظرت إلى المجتمع فتجد أنه انقسم إلى طائفتين أو أكثر، كل طائفة تكيل الأخرى التهم وتوجب الهجرة. يصير when you look to the community you find that the community might be divided into two or more, and every group they put lots of repetition and suspicion on the other. And that's the يعني the fact, that's how يعني نعم. قال يقول الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية: ولا ريب أن الخطأ في دقيق العلم مغفور للأمة وإن كان ذلك في المسائل العلمية، ولولا ذلك لهلك أكثر فضلاء الأمة، وإن كان الله يغفر لمن جهل. تحريم الخمر بقوله نشأ بأرض جهل مع كوني لم يطلب العلم، فالفاضل المجتهد في طلب العلم بحسب ما أدركه في زمانه ومكانه، نعم، والتجرد للحق في زمانه ومكانه، إذا كان مقصود متابعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بحسب إمكانه، هو حق أن يتقبل الله حسناته في بعض. Now, I'm told, I mean, Sheikh is bringing here a statement from Sheikh Islam, he says that, and no doubt that Allah Ta'ala forgives the person who has little knowledge, small knowledge, when this person who either have little knowledge or have no knowledge, if he does not know that the khamr is haram because he was raised and found in a land that we don't consider the khamr as haram, and he did not take the knowledge, so he does not know. He does not know, not based on this, but based on he does not know. So he said, if this Allah Ta'ala forgives, because he does not know the ruling of khamr. So what about the alim who did ijtihad, na'am, but يعني, he was known that he only intends to follow the sunnah and he supports the sunnah. How come, يعني subhanAllah, he's criticized that he is an innovator, he doesn't love the sunnah, he doesn't like the sunnah, subhanAllah, يعني you have to be just when we speak about this thing. ثم قال do we still have sessions of this? Still have it. Is this still up? Huh? Two more. We'll take one more inshallah next week, and then we'll summarize all this and address some of the problems of the youth today in regard to يعني جرح التعديل and advising each other. Because many of them they don't advise you. They accuse you. They don't advise you, but they accuse you. Huh? لكن إذا عندكم أسئلة الآن نأخذ. If you have any questions related to what you hear, إن شاء الله يفعل كذلك. Otherwise, الله تعالى يجيب us. Any?
يمكن أبوان محمد
we are not encouraging you to look at the question because you want to fill up the doubt. No, but if you really have a question, no problem. Right, now. Ah, question that doesn't link. Okay, let's link it. Okay. What is it? We said that we are going to talk about it in China in the difficulties of Masaji. SubhanAllah, Muhammad, Shalom, and 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 Shalom